218 here at Albert Lea Radio, Afternoons with Aaron. And if you did not hear, a big win for the Northwood Kensett baseball team on Saturday. They had knocked off a powerhouse in Iowa in Class A baseball by beating Newman Catholic. We'll talk about how good a team Newman Catholic's been over the years coming up in just a moment. But we want to talk about this Northwood Kensett program. Matt Falsgraf, the head coach of the Vikings, joins us. And Matt, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too.
Now, Matt, before we talk about the regular season and talk about the huge win that's being talked all over Iowa when it comes to a baseball, that win against Newman Catholic, let's talk about you a little bit. How long have you been the head coach at Northwood Kensett?
I am a first-year head coach for Northwood.
First-year head coach. Well, this is not a bad start to your coaching career at Northwood.
I would agree with that.
So, Matt, when it comes to coaching experience, did you have any before you took this job?
I coached a year in middle school. I assisted for a high school back home. That's about it.
Okay. So what do you do right now? What do you do right now?
I'm a student at Waldorf University, going to my senior year.
So you're a senior at Waldorf, so you're handling college. So you just got done with your junior year, you got one more year left?
Correct.
So where are you originally from?
I'm from Ackley, Iowa.
Okay, so you're at school at Waldorf. And when the job came up, because did it come up kind of just before the season started?
It had come up, I think, in about September, October.
Oh, okay. So it was out there for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you saw the opportunity, what caught your eye to be the head coach at Northwood?
I've seen the recent success. And being from Iowa, I saw the Northwood Kensett guys beat them last year in the regular season. And I was like, that spot's open. I want that spot. So
I like that attitude. So a Northwood Kensett going into the postseason, an under 500 team. Let's talk about the regular season and, you know, talk about some of the good and the bad leading up to the playoffs.
Regular season was long and grueling. We play in a bigger conference with a lot of good competition. So, and out of conference, we played Key High, which we see tomorrow. We played St. Ansgar, which is in our conference, like Mills in our conference. So we see the same teams all year round, and pitch count took a toll on us. Throughout the year, the negatives, we went through a streak of losses quite a few times. At one point, we're six of our last eight were losses. So, but we kept battling back, and to stay positive, we started good and we're ending good right now. So,
again, Matt Falsgraf, the head coach of Northwood Kensett baseball. And Matt, talk about the group of young men that you coach, because, again, I'm assuming as the head coach, you saw the possibility of this kind of run happening in the postseason. You mentioned, you know, a slump at the end of the season. Talk about how these guys work in practice, because that shows a lot about your team to come off a losing streak like that and play so well in the postseason so far. Talk about these guys.
These guys are absolutely stellar. We have six seniors that come in and battle. They've been with the program for 5 years straight, so they know what it takes, and they help lead this other group of younger guys, including eight eighth graders and a couple freshmen and a couple sophomores. But these seniors are the big, big, big hit of this group right now, so all kudos goes to them.
So if you guys win tomorrow, that gets you into the state tournament, correct?
Correct.
And if my history research is correct, that would be the first ever visit for Northwood Kensett.
It would be the first ever, and I don't think we've even made a sub-state ever in baseball.
Wow. That is absolutely awesome. Again, Matt Falsgraf, head coach of Northwood Kensett baseball. And let's talk about the big win against Newman Catholic. We'll talk about the offense in just a moment, but you guys had shut out Newman Catholic for a good portion of this game. You guys were up 8-0. Talk about the pitcher or pitchers that got you through the game on Saturday.
We had Tasker come into the game, and he's been our bona fide ace for what they've been saying is the last 3 years. And he came in and pitched the best game of his life, in my opinion. This is the best game he's thrown all year. He threw 80% first pitch strikes, 70% strikes up the whole game. So you can't really beat that. And he had an outstanding performance on the mound today. I mean, not today. Sorry, Saturday.
So good pitching performance by him. The at-bats again with 8 runs. Cade Hagestad with the grand slam. Talk about that moment.
What kind of set him up into that position? Let me look back at it real quick. We had our 9-hole guy, Colby Eskelskin. He hit a single, another single. Then we struck out twice in a row, and we're looking at first and second with 2 outs. But they intentionally walked Tasker, who had just doubled before that. And then to intentionally walk any of our guys, we see that as a positive for us. Our hitters like to come back and hit harder after that. So they took that into offense, and he launched one. So.
Yeah, big grand slam there by Hagestad. Again, 8-3 victory for Northwood Kensett. And, you know, after the game's done, I'm sure you've been interviewed by a lot of media. I mean, do the players, I mean, I guess to them it doesn't matter, but you as a head coach, you know, you look at the history of Newman Catholic, and again, you said you grew up in Iowa, so you know how good this program has been. Getting the state to 13 straight years, which is a Iowa State record. They were looking for visit number 14. They have been in the championship game the last 4 years. They lost in 2020, but won it in 2017, 2018, 2019. I mean, did you realize, you know, after the game right away, the magnitude of this kind of win?
I mean, always coming in playing number one team in the state of 1A, that's always huge. But overall, baseball is baseball. The ball's got to go somewhere. So,
I like that. I like the attitude. Again, Matt Falsgraf, the head coach of the Northwood Kensett Vikings. Again, Northwood Kensett now 14-14. Newman Catholic wraps up their season 34-2. Now, you mentioned that you know about a Key High, and you played them during the regular season. Doing some research on Key, they seem like they're a team that is known for a lot of good baseball. I got them down for like 9 state titles, so they have a pretty long history of baseball success as well.
Correct. I think it's actually 11 and like 24 state appearances. So they're right in line with Don Bosco. I mean, not Don Bosco, Newman Catholic. But Don Bosco is part of that question, too. There's so many good traditional schools here, and they just play the ball well. So that's just not a school we're going to have to go and compete with.
Now, talk about a Key. You said you faced them during the regular season. Tell us how that game went.
We lost 6-0 with Tasker on the mound the first time. We came all the way over to Key from Northwood, and by bus is about 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive, so it was long and grueling for us. We got there a little bit too early on my part. We tried to get our guys woken up at 7 a.m., and that's really hard for some younger guys to do. So we came in, and we didn't hit the ball that well the first time around, but now we're going to Charles City on Tuesday at 7 o'clock game at night, so that should fix things out for us.
And how long a bus ride is it down to St. Charles?
Charles City.
Charles City, okay, let me get that right. So Charles City destination coming up tomorrow. 7 o'clock game. Again, Northwood Kensett 14-14, Key 32-9. And Matt, before we let you go, give us some keys. What is it going to take for Northwood Kensett? You said first sub-state championship game ever, looking for their first ever visit to state. What are some of the keys for the Vikings to make some more history tomorrow night?
I love simplicity, and all I'm going to say is we're going to play Viking baseball. That's a big key to it.
And what is Viking baseball?
Smart baseball.
I like that. Again, Matt Falsgraf, the head coach of Northwood Kensett, hoping for some Viking baseball tomorrow as they take on Key in Charles City. Again, 7 o'clock start tomorrow night. Matt, nice to talk to you on the radio. I appreciate the time, and good luck to your squad tomorrow.
Thank you very much.